Good evening, Ira Bulldog football fans. Ben Moore here with you live for the second game of district as the Ira Bulldogs take on the Highland Hornets in a big district matchup for the Bulldogs. So, Bulldogs send out their five seniors to do the coin flip. Highland sends out three of their players. This is a huge game for Ira and for Highland both. Both teams have played very well up to this point. Both teams seem to be fairly evenly matched, and so this is an important game for Ira to try to get some things done and stay on the path of the playoffs. So, beautiful weather we have this evening, cool enough for jackets. The wind has died down. The flag is just kind of barely waving in the wind, blowing from the left to the right side of the field if you're out here. The sun's already going down a little bit earlier. It's going to be dark by the time kickoff starts. So, just a great evening of high school football in the fall. Bulldogs send out all of the captains, shaking hands with Highland now. Get a few things set up. And real quickly, the captain for the Bulldogs are going to be number 99, Cooper Caswell. Number 21, Caden Castillo, number 25, Suede Campbell, number 7, Caden Forey, and number 24, Dimitri Juarez. Waiting for the coin flip. Sorry, I know it's a little dead right now. Again, both teams, Highland played Westbrook for the first round of district and lost. The Bulldogs played Rotan and handled them. So, the Bulldogs won the toss. They're going to receive. They're going to be facing the, if you're looking at the field in the stands, they're going to be on the right side of the field receiving the opening kickoff, which means they'll kick at halftime if the game's not over. So, the seniors running back to the helmet, and the other Bulldogs are getting ready to do their thing. So here in just a few minutes, you'll hear the fight song. You'll hear people cheering and yelling, and we'll get ready for the game. The clock shows 8 minutes, 40 seconds. So I'm going to take a quick breather here, make sure everything is set up, and then you'll just kind of hear some background noise while we wait for them to go. So be with you here in a second. Bulldogs getting set for the kickoff. I want to just say a quick thanks to all the sponsors who support this broadcast. McCowan Farms, S. McCowan Photography, the First Church of God in Ira, Ira Methodist Church, the Snyder Chamber of Commerce, Bell Pfeiffert and Seal Funeral Home, Pizza Inn, Snyder Iron and Metal. Oh, sorry, my pages got stuck. Snyder Iron and Metal, Prosperity Bank, and Ira Baptist Church. If you or your business would like to sponsor these ads, just reach out to Mr. Jones. He'll get you all the information that you need. Bulldogs going to get set, ready for the opening kickoff. Again, going to be on the right side of the field, going to the left. Bulldogs going to send Claxton, the sophomore, back deep. Two middlemen are going to be Pena and Collier. And those on the front line are going to be Campbell, Bishop, and
Juarez. There's the kick. It's going to be an end-over-end kick. Kick straight to, straight towards. Not sure. Waiting for them to signal. It's going to go roll out of bounds. It's not going to go far enough, or it's going to go out of bounds. So it'll be a first down for the Bulldogs. It was kicked towards Forey, the senior. Sorry, I think I said Campbell earlier. Caden Forey, he was out there. So it's going to be a first and 15 for Ira. Ball's going to be set at the Bulldog 35-yard line. Bulldog's going to come out in under center, and the Ira eye is going to be Hernandez under center with Juarez behind him and then Pena, the deep man. There's a snap. Hernandez gets it, pitches it to Pena on the far near side. Pena breaking through a couple tackles. He's going to stiff arm one man, be brought down. It should be close to a first down for the Bulldogs. They're going to give it, so it's at least a 15-yard run for Pena. Great way to start the game, just coming out in the classic IRI formation, sweep to the near side of the field, and then Jaron is able to weasel his way through some of the big defenders, stiff arm one, get the gain of a good amount, so it's going to set up a first and 15. Ball's going to be set at the Bulldogs. Sorry, at the Hornet 25-yard line. Same formation, same personnel. There's the pitch to Pena, this time running on the far side. He's got a hole. He's going to be caught from behind. Gains about a yard or so, so it's going to set up a second and around 13 for the Bulldogs. It should be easier for me tonight. I got glasses this week, and it's amazing how much clearer the numbers are than they what they were before. So, don't hold me to it, but it's going to be a second and about 13 for the Bulldogs. Ball is on the Hornet 21-ish yard line. And it's going to be right in the middle of the field. Same formation in the IRI. Hernandez under center. There's the pitch. It's a pitch to Pena running on the far side. Now Pena kept it back to the near side. Get forward just another couple yards or so. It's going to set up a third and what looks like maybe 8 or 9. They're saying 3rd and 10 from the booth, and they have a better vantage point, but it looks like it's almost halfway in between the sticks. So 3rd and 10 for the Bulldogs. Ball's going to be on the near hash mark, and it's going to be right around the Hornets' 20-yard line. Set in the I formation again. There's the snap. Hernandez gets it. Look at the throw of the ball. He's going to toss it, and it's going to be intercepted by Highland. Just the Bulldogs trying to catch Highland off guard, threw the ball, and then they just were, Highland defender tall, was able to reach up and pick that ball out of the air. He was almost a lineman and just kind of reached up and grabbed it. So it's going to be an interception, a turnover. He was tackled at about the Hornet 15-ish yard line. So the Hornets are going to take over. It'll be first and 15 for them from their own 15-yard line. They're going to get set under center, 3 in the backfield. There's a snap. It's going to be a handoff underneath on a dive. They're going to have enough for a first down being pursued by Collier. Collier's going to take him out of bounds. There's a flag on the play right around where it would be a holding area. It would have been a first down. Highland's able to run all the way to the Bulldog 20, but it is going to be a holding. So that's going to instead back the Hornets up. Explains why the hole was so big and so open for the Highland running back to get through. So Highland was on around their own 15-yard line. That's going to back them up more, waiting for him to get everything set. Looks like it's about a 5-yard pushback. So first and 25 for the Hornets, coming from around their own 10-yard line now. Get set in the same formation under center. There's the snap. They're going to hand it off and run it to the far side. Going to be hit and brought. Oh, no, still on his feet. Hit by several Bulldog defenders. Collier finally able to drag the running back down, but not after he gets the ball all the way to their own the Bulldog 35-yard line. So plenty enough for a first down. I thought he was down. He was hit by several Bulldogs in the backfield, but that running back just stout was able to power through those arm tackles, get on the edge, and get a first down for the Hornets. So now it'll be a first and 15 from the Bulldogs' 35-yard line. There's the snap. It's going to be a handoff on a dive underneath. This time a different guy who's around the edge, quick and long, and he's going to get into the end zone for a touchdown. touchdown for Highland, able just to get around the edge on the Bulldog defenders and score a quick touchdown. That puts the score 6-0, and the Hornets are going to try a two-point kick. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball is up, and it's good. So, with 7:26 left in the first, Highland takes an early lead over the Bulldogs, 8-0. These broadcasts are brought to you by
Trevor Sponsors.
Sorry, I hit my audio button. Brought to you by several sponsors, one of which includes S. McCown Farms. McCown Farms, and proud school of all Bulldog and Lady Bulldog activities from the playing field to the classroom. S. McCown Photography takes game photos, team sports photos, class photos, and is a graphic designer that specializes in personalized sports posters. Going to head back out, try to return the kick this time. Last time it was an onside kick. See if I can get this. Sorry. There we go. It was an onside indoor ring kick that rolled out of town last time. See what these Bulldogs come up with this time to try to defend. Claxton's going to be the man back deep, but Highland's lined up to do the onside kick towards the far side of the field, and that's what they're going to do. End over end. It's going to run up, be picked up by Tanya, by the Bulldogs, who's brought down almost immediately as he gets the ball. So Bulldogs will take over with good field position, going to be around the Highland 34-yard line, or their own 34-yard line. Sorry, not quite to midfield, but good field position for the Bulldogs to start with. Offense for the Bulldogs to begin with came out in the IRA-I. We're able to run it and then try to pass to catch Highland off guard, and just an unfortunate circumstance where the defender was right there, caught it. So Bulldogs going to come back out in the I formation. It's Hernandez, then Juarez, then Pena. There's the snap. Pitch to Pena running on the far side. He finds a hole. Going to be shoved out of bounds. Gains about 2-3 yards on the carry. So that'll set up a 2nd and 12 for the Bulldogs. Ball's going to be on the Bulldog 26-yard line. Payne is going to come out for a breather. They're going to sub Claxton in as the deep man back. There's a snap pitch back to Claxton running on the near side. Claxton's able to get around the edge. He's got some room to run. Chased from behind and brought down. But gains a good chunk of yards. Depending on the spot, it may be enough for a first down. I'm going to say half a football short of a first down. So it's going to set up a 3rd and maybe half a yard. Ball past midfield now, somewhere near the 35-yard line of Highland. It's going to be put on the near half mark. 6:51 left in the first quarter. Bulldogs trailing 8-0, but driving here deep. Hernandez, Juarez, Claxton in the eye. There's the snap, this time with the handoff underneath to Juarez. He has enough for a first down and some. Gains about three, four yards on the carry. It's going to be a first down for the Bulldogs. Fresh set of downs for the Bulldogs. It's going to be 1st and 15. Ball is going to be on the 27-ish yard line of the Hornets on the near hash mark. This time in the eye, it's going to be Hernandez under center with Pena behind him, and then Claxton, the deep man back. This time they pitch it to Claxton. He's looking to throw the ball. Claxton rolling around in the backfield. He's going to toss it deep into the end zone. He's got a receiver wide open. It's Collier. Collier catches into the end zone for a touchdown, Bulldogs. Caught the defense sleeping there. They thought Claxton was going to run it. He stepped back, held on to the ball for just a minute, was able to dance around to the backfield, keeping the defenders at bay. The secondary stepped up. Collier was standing in the end zone wide open, and just a perfect pitch and catch for the Bulldogs. So about a 25-yard touchdown catch for Collier for the first touchdown of the game for the Bulldogs, and they're getting ready for the two-point kick. Bishop's the snapper. Hernandez the holder. Castillo the kicker. The snap, the hold, the kick. The ball's up. And it's good, and just like that, the Ira Bulldogs are back in the game, 8-8, with 6:14 left in the first quarter. Sponsors for the broadcast include Ira Methodist Church. Ira Methodist is a friendly traditional country church. We're located next to the Ira schools at 6240 West FM 1606 in Ira. We support the schools and the Ira community. We're a church that loves God and loves others. We believe prayer makes a difference, and you are welcome at Ira Methodist Church. The Snyder Chamber of Commerce, proud supporters of the Ira Bulldogs. A proud sponsor of the Ira Bulldogs is locally owned and operated Bell Cipher and Steel Funeral Home, Go Bulldogs. With an all-day buffet, pizza, pasta, dessert, and salad, America's hometown pizza buffet with fresh dough made daily, that's Pizza Inn in Snyder. Snyder Iron and Metal, with top prices paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and car bodies. On-site cleanup is available in a roll-off container service with portable shears, magnets, balers, and a car crusher. No job is too large. Call today. Structural pipe and rods are available at Snyder, Anson, Big Spring, Sweetwater, and Andrews. Bulldogs getting ready to kick off now. 6:14 left in the first quarter. Scores tied up 8-8. An early interception by the Bulldogs gave Highland an opportunity to score, but the Bulldogs came back quick on offense, able to score a touchdown. And now Castillo lines up to be the deep kicker for the Bulldogs. There's the kick. He's going to pitch it high to the far side. Ball hits the ground. It's going to roll out of bounds around the 4-yard line. So the senior trying to just pin the ball on that far side where there was nobody to receive it. Just a little too much leg on it. Rolled out of bounds. So Highland's going to take over on their own 30-yard line. It'll be first and 15. Bulldogs struggled against the Highland offense. It was kind of a ground and pound in the first two times. They have had two running backs they used. One looks stout, just a strong defender, hard to tackle, and the other guy was kind of a little skinnier but a little bit quicker, able to get around the edge. So the dominant dog defense is going to have to rear its teeth here and try to get a stop. Hornets are going to come out. They're under center. There's the snap. It's going to be handoff to the stout running back. Still on his feet. He's got enough for a first down and some. Going to be brought down by a couple of Bulldogs. Hernandez and Pena there on the tackle. Gain of about 17, 18 yards. So that'll be a first down for the Hornets. That running back is lined up like almost as in a tight end position, kind of off on the edge. As soon as they snapped the ball, he swept right behind the line and almost ran like a, it was almost like a draw play towards the near side, sneaking behind all the line. And there's the snap. Quarterback under center gives it to the other running back. It was hit by Pena early. Gains a couple yards on the carry, but not much. Jaron there on the tackle just leveled the pop on the poor kid. Now he's hobbling off the field, so a good pop by Pena. It's going to be a second and 13 for the Hornets. Ball is on the Bulldog 35-ish yard line. Hornets going to get set. They're going back to under center. They've been under center every time. There's a snap pitch to the big boy right on the far side. This time he's hit by Juarez and by Pena. And Pena says, not today. You're not bombing me over. Goes over, and there's a late flag that flies up. Loses a couple yards on the carry. We'll see what the flag is. It's going to be some kind of personal foul or unsportsmanlike conduct. I just don't know on who. It's going to be on Highland. A personal foul against Highland, and Jaron laid up and leveled the kid, so they lose yards and get a personal foul. It's going to back the Hornets up. It's going to be a third and way long now for the Hornets, as the dominant dog defense has showed a little bit of grit here in this drive, not letting the Hornets run all over them. It's going to end up being a third and around 30 yards. They haven't changed on the scoreboard. I think they're a little embarrassed of it, but it looks to me from the sideline like a third and 30. Highland lines up to throw the ball. They're going to pass it. It's going to be complete, but the receiver's leveled by Castillo. Takes him out around the line of scrimmage. Bulldogs throwing a little fire here, and the Hornets are kind of ducking their heads a little bit. Bulldogs rear their teeth, and then, as we know in the animal world, bugs don't hurt dogs that much. Dogs hurt bugs, and so the Hornets are struggling here on offense. It's going to be a fourth and about 30 now, as the Dogs have had two big plays back-to-back, kind of pushing the Hornets around. Hornets going to be in the gun this time. There's the snap. Looking to throw the ball. They don't pitch it. The quarterback can't run. He's going to toss it deep. He's got no receiver. And, in fact, Hernandez, with a big move, he could have intercepted the ball. Instead, he just bats it down so the Bulldogs will have better field position. It's going to be a turnover on downs. The dominant Dog defense shows itself up here in Highland with 4:03 left in the first quarter. Bulldogs tied up with the Hornets 8-8, but get a huge stop on defense. They're going to come out on offense and see if they can't take a lead with this drive. They're going to take over at about the Hornet 27, 28-ish yard line. It's going to be the I formation. Hernandez under center. There's a snap pitch to Pena, the deep man back. Pena is following Hernandez, able to gain a few yards, but gets tripped up before he gets too many. Had what seemed like a hole there, just kind of got tripped up. I don't know if it was by a defender or by a Bulldog. Gains 2, 3, 4 yards maybe. It's going to set up a second and around 11. That's what they say on the scoreboard. So we'll call it second and 11. Ball's going to be put on the Hornet 24-yard line. Same formation in the eye. Hernandez is under center. Juarez behind him. And then Pena is going to be the deep man. There's the snap. Hernandez gets the ball, hands it off to Pena. Pena's got enough for a first down. And some can't get into the end zone. It's going to be tripped up just short. It'll be enough for a first down. But not enough for a touchdown. In fact, I was looking at the wrong line. These glasses are not helping me in that department. It's going to be a first and goal for the Bulldogs from around the 10-yard line. They're saying the 13-yard line on the board. So first and goal for Ira from the Hornet 13-yard line. Same formation, different group. It's Hernandez under center with Pena behind him and then Claxton, the deep man. There's a snap pitch to Claxton. Claxton looking to throw the ball. He's going to toss it. Has a receiver diving. They're going to say he hit the ground first and fall incomplete. It was a great dive. I thought it was a catch, but I'm on the other side of the field. So to say incomplete, that's going to stop the clock at 2:46 with 2:46 left in the first quarter. Bulldogs tied up with the Hornets 8-8. Unfortunate mistake in the first drive for the Bulldogs, but since then they've really handled this game well. Getting set back in the Ira eye for a second and goal from the 13. There's a snap. Pitch to Pena running on the near side. Pena battles his way up the line, gains several yards, but not enough for a first down, or not enough for a touchdown. Looks like maybe again a 3 or 4. So the third and goal, they're saying from the 11 on the board, but the ref's standing on the other side of the 10, so I think it's a third and goal from around the 10, maybe the 9-yard line. Bulldogs come out in the eye again. Hernandez under center, Juarez and Pena. There's a snap. This time Hernandez rolls out looking to throw the ball. He's going to pop it all the way across the other side of the field. He's got Pena in the end zone for a touchdown, Bulldogs! A little bit of trickery. The Bulldogs ran a play with Hernandez. Looked like he was supposed to have a receiver running kind of with him in the end zone. He was covered up, but Pena snuck on the back side of the play and was standing in the end zone wide open for a touchdown. So now the Bulldogs are up 14-8 with 2 minutes left in the first quarter as Castillo gets ready to kick the 2-point field goal. Bishop's the snapper, and Hernandez is going to be his holder. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball is up. And it's going to be blocked, so it'll be no good. So the score is going to stay 14-8 with 2 minutes left in the first quarter. Bulldogs leading the Hornets. Podcasts include Prosperity Bank, proudly supporting the Bulldogs. Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home finance. That's curious. Like to do so, reach out to Mr. Jones. He'll get you all the information that you need. Dig into my pocket and see if we can find out some scores from around the area. Some big district games going on today for our district. Again, this is a huge district game for the Bulldogs. All right, let's see. Rotan is playing Hermley. Hermley is up 8-0 with 8:39 left in the first quarter. And Westbrook is leading Roby 8-0 with 6:37 left in the first quarter. Some other games around that might be of interest to us. Snyder is trailing Graham 21-0 with 8:21 left in the second quarter. So there's some games for us. We'll kind of keep our eye on those district games. All the rest of the district games for the Bulldogs will be at home this year, so make sure you can have the field and try to catch one of the games. Bulldogs leading 14-8 here against Highland with 2 minutes left in the first quarter as Castillo is getting ready to kick for the Bulldogs. There's the kick this time. Castillo going to try to do the same thing, plant that ball in the far corner. It's going to be picked up by Highland about their 5-yard line. Receiver still on his feet, going to be pushed out of bounds by Forey. So it's going to be a first and 15 for the Hornets. They were able to get the ball up to their own 23-yard line. So great kick by Castillo gives the Hornets not great field position. Castillo's gotten really good at just kicking those kicks where the receiver is not at. All right, Highland getting set under center. And there's going to be an offside. I think it's going to be on the Hornets. Let's see what the white hat calls. As the announcer for Highland, this is at Highland, says, there was dancing on the end of the line, and it was on Highland. So that's going to back the Hornets up even more. So it'll be a first and 20 now from their own 18th. Yard line. Get set under center. There's a snap. They're going to pitch it back. Going to be brought down hard. Which Bulldog is that? That's Juarez, who was right there. Met the running back almost at the line of scrimmage. He may have gained a yard or two, but not much at all. They're going to say he gained 2 yards on the carry, so it'll be a second and 18 from the 20-yard line of the Hornets. Again, just great play by Dimitri there. He was at the end, able to tackle the running back before he got much momentum to go. There's a snap under center pitch to the running back, hit by several Bulldogs. He's going to be carried back in the end zone and brought down. Pena's in on the tackle. Castillo's in on the tackle. Juarez is in on the tackle. Great job by the Bulldogs. Gains 2 yards on the carry. That's going to set up a third and 16 for the Hornets. Ball's going to be on their own 22-yard line. Outside of the first few offensive plays where the Hornets were able to kind of power through the Bulldogs, the dominant Dog defense has stood up strong in the face of this powerful rushing attack and held the Hornets to not much at all. Hornets gained a little bit there on that carry. There's a snap, gain of, 7-8 yards, but they were pushed back so far to start. That's going to set up a fourth and about 8, 4th and 9, somewhere around there. Ball's going to be set at the Hornets' 36-yard line. So, again, Bulldogs force the Hornets into a 4th down territory, 4th and 8, 27 seconds left in the first quarter. Hornets are going to have to snap it before the end of the first quarter. Bulldogs are leading 14-8 with a huge 4th down play here. And there's a snap. Hornets get it, pitch it back, looking to run the ball. He's going to be hit early. Depending on where the spot is at, right near the first down, we'll see where they mark it and what they say. Not enough. The Bulldogs are able to hold the Hornets to another fourth and out. He gained about 7.5 yards, but the Bulldogs were able to stay on that side of the field. And so now the dominant Dog defense holds out for the Bulldog offense to come in to play. 11 seconds left in the first quarter. We'll see if the Dogs are going to run a play. I think they'll have to. Ira leading 14-8, 11 seconds left in the first. We're going to have to snap the ball here. It's going to be the I formation. There's the snap. Hernandez gets it, pitches it back to Claxton. Claxton dancing around the backfield looking to throw the ball. trying to get around the edge now. He does get around the edge of one defender. He's going to be still on his feet, pushed out of bounds by the Hornets. He's on the other side of the field. He's going to gain about maybe 10 yards on the carry or so. That's going to be the end of the first quarter, so it'll be a second and around 5 for the Bulldogs when the second quarter starts. Ira leading Highland 14-8. Sponsors for the broadcast include McCowan Farms. McCowan Farms is a proud supporter of all Ira Bulldog and Lady Bulldog activities from on the field, from on the playing field to the classroom. S. McCowan Photography. Summer takes game photos, team sport photos, class photos, and is a graphic designer that specializes in personalized sports posters. The Ira Church of God. The Ira Church of God is a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs. If you're looking for a church home, please join us each Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Ira Methodist Church. Ira Methodist Church is a friendly, traditional country church. We're located next to the Ira Schools at 6240 West FM, 1606 in Ira. We support the schools and the church community, and we're a church that loves God and loves others. We believe prayer makes a difference, and you are welcome at Ira Methodist Church. So flip the field here for the start of the second quarter. Bulldogs leading 14-8 with 10 minutes now on the clock. It's going to be a second and about 8 for the Bulldogs. It takes me a long time to count the hash marks. Getting set in the Ira eye. There's a snap. Pitch back to Pena running on the far side. Pena still on his feet. Dives forward. Able to get enough for a first down. Jaron having a heck of a game here on defense and on offense. He's just been a bowling ball powering through these Highland defenders. But it's going to be a first down for the Bulldogs from the Highland 20-yard line. Ball's going to be set in the middle of the field. 9:38 left in the half. Bulldogs leading 14-8 and driving. Ira gets set in the eye again. Hernandez under center. There's a snap. Hits to Pena running on the far side. Pena hit in the backfield. Going to be shoved out of bounds. Gains maybe a yard from the carry. That's going to set up a second and 14 for Ira. Ball will be on their Highland 18-yard line. .9-12 left in the half. Ira leading 14-8 and driving here after a four and out, the second consecutive four and out. The dominant dog defense was forced on the Highland Hornets. Bulldogs getting set in the eye again. It's going to be Hernandez, Juarez, and then Claxton. There's a snap pitch to Claxton. Claxton looking to throw the ball. He's got some receivers in the end zone, but the cover being chased in the backfield. Darting around now. He's going to run on the near sideline. See if he can get there. He's going to be hit out of bounds. No flag. Not enough for a first down, but close. A gain of about 11, 12 yards. Could have set up a third and 1-2-3 for the Bulldogs. The third and 3 for the Bulldogs. Ball's going to be set at their 7, at the Highland 7-yard line. 9:01 left in the half. Clock's going to stop because he was pushed out of bounds. Bulldogs leading 14-8, but knocking on touchdown territory. Getting set in the eye. There's a snap. Pitch to Payne. We're running on the near side. Payne's going to find his way there. Fumbles. Recovers in the end zone. It's going to be a touchdown, Bulldogs! That puts Ira up 20-8 with 8:55 left in the half. That was just a sweep to the near side by Pena, able to power his way into the end zone for a touchdown. And now Castillo's going to get ready for the two-point kick. Bishop's going to be the snapper. Hernandez the holder. Castillo the kicker. That time it looked like the Bulldogs had it blocked for the first time. The kick was great by Castillo. There's a snap. The hold, kick the ball's up, and it's going to be short. No good. So the score is going to remain 20-8 with 8:55 left in the half. The Snyder.
a funeral home to the Bulldogs. He says, an all-day pizza buffet with pizza, pasta, dessert, and salad. America's hometown pizza with fresh dough made.
Orion and metal with top prices pay for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and car bodies. On-site cleanup is available with roll-off container services, portable shears, magnets, papers, car crushers. So job is too large. Call today. Structural pipe and rods are available at Snyder and Sixth Sweetwater and Andrews locations. Prosperity Bank proudly supporting the Iowa Bulldogs. Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. Bulldogs getting set to do a kickoff. Leading 20-8 here. Outside of the first offensive drive by Highland, where they were able to march down the field and score, the Dominant Dog defense has held the Highland offense in check. Seems like Highland's offense is trying to run the ball and to power running team. The Bulldogs have just not allowed them to do so. Castillo getting ready to kick, but Forey is lined up there to kick as well. Highland trying to prepare for an onside and a deep kick. And it's going to be a low grounder picked up by the Hornets at their own 10-yard line. Receiver still on his feet, running at the near side. It's going to be hit and brought down by the Bulldogs, but he's going to gain a good 30-yard return or so. Ball's going to be set already in Bulldog territory at around the Bulldog 35-yard line. So able to get around the edge on the carry. It'll be a first and 15 for Highland. Ball's going to be on the Bulldog 35-yard line. Highland's going to go under center. There's the snap. They're going to hand it off to the running back. He's going to be chased from behind and brought down by Juarez. Gain of about 5 yards. Little interesting there. Juarez tackled the kid. He jumped back up and kept running like he wasn't tackled. They're going to say he was down. So that's going to set up a second and around 10 for Highland. Ball's going to be on the Bulldog 30-yard line. Highland gets set. This time they're going to be in the shotgun. There's a snap, pitch back, looking to run the ball. On their feet, they're going to run down the field and score a touchdown here. There's several Bulldogs that look like they're being held, but no call. And there is an injured Hornet on the field. So 8-10 left in the half. Bulldogs trailing the Hornets, or Bulldogs leading the Hornets 20-14, and the Hornets are going to get ready to do a 2-point kick, but the Hornets have an injured player down who's now able to hobble off the field. He's limping like it's a cramp is what it looks like from here. I'm not anything close to a medical doctor, but they're stressing and doing all the things that you would do if it was a cramp, so I would think that's probably what it is. Highland getting ready to kick the 2-point field goal, or attempts to kick the 2-point field goal. They made the first one they tried. The ball didn't look just crazy pretty coming out of the kicker's foot, so we'll see if the Bulldogs can block it here or cause some chaos. There's the snap, the hold, the kick. Ball's up, and it's good. Man, it just barely went over that crossbar and barely inside of the far side. I mean, just right in the corner of the goalpost. So it's going to be good. That'll put the score 16-20, Iowa leading the Hornets with 8-10 left in the first. Sponsors for the broadcast include Iowa Baptist Church. Iowa Baptist Church exists to glorify God by making disciples through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community service, and multiplication. Visit fbciowa.com for more information or find Iowa Baptist on Facebook and Instagram. I want to thank all the sponsors who support these broadcasts. If you or your business would be interested in sponsoring these, reach out to Mr. Jones and he'll get you all the information that you need to do so. Let me scroll through my phone, reset my app, and see if we can see some scores from some of the other district games around. Again, big district game for the Bulldogs here. Hermley is leading the Yellowhammers 32-0 with 3 minutes left in the first quarter, and Westbrook is leading Roby 24-0 with 1:48 left in the first quarter. So getting set. Highland getting ready to kick the onside kick. They're going to be on the near side. Can he get towards the far side? They put four guys that way. The Bulldogs have four guys on their side down that way. It's going to be an end over end kick picked up by Bishop. Bishop gets the ball. Nope. Grabs it, tries to make something happen. Hit, drops it, but Castillo was able to jump on top of the ball. So Bulldogs going to take over with good field position right around midfield. 8-10 left in the first quarter. Ira leading Highland 20-16. Bulldogs get in the huddle. Ball's going to be set at right at midfield. That's the 40-yard line. Getting set in the eye. It's going to be Hernandez and Juarez and Pena. There's the snap. Hernandez gets the ball. Look at the throw. He's got a wide open Corey catches the ball. Able to dart into the end zone for a touchdown. Bulldogs! Down, Bulldog. Sorry, the battery's died in my tail. I'm going to switch him in just a second, but Caden Forey able to catch a deep pass from Hernandez, caught the Hornets sleeping on the run. Huge, great. Bulldogs leading 26-16, looking to kick the two-point field goal here. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball's up, and it's good. So with that kick, the score now is 28-16. Ira leading the Hornets with 8:03 left in the half. With the kick, 8:03 left in the half. Ira now leads the Hornets 28-16 after a deep 40-yard reception from Hernandez to Caden Forey, the senior. And Castillo's going to get back deep, ready to kick the ball for the Bulldogs. The Hornets have returned it defense a couple different times. Castillo's going to kick it short and high this time. Pena's immediately hit the receiver of the ball, dropping back a few yards from where he caught it. Hornets are going to start at their own 29-yard line. He caught it at the 30, and then Hernandez was right there to level a hit on him. There we go. So it'll be a first and 15 for the Hornets from their own 29-yard line. There's a snap and a shotgun. Pitch back to the Hornets, looking to run the ball. Still on his feet around the edge. Finally going to be brought down by Collier, but he's going to gain a good 10 yards or so on the carry. Slowed down by several Bulldog defenders, but just not able to get him down. It's the speedster who's been able to do that. So it's going to set up a second and six for the Bulldogs. For Highland. Highland gets the ball, pitches it back to the near side this time. There's a flag that flies in. Coach is yelling for a hold. Probably what it is. The running back gains maybe a yard or two on the carry. The Bulldogs is taking some pride and not letting them be run on. I think it's going to be a hold. We'll see what the white hat calls here. Coach Goodwin signaling he wants to take the penalty. Yeah, it's going to be on the Hornets, holding on the Hornets. Back them up 10 more yards. So not only did they not gain anything, and the running back was leveled pretty hard, hit pretty hard by several Bulldog defenders are also going to back him up 10 yards. So it's going to be a second and 16 for Highlands now from their own 28-yard line. 7 minutes left in the half. Ira leading 28-16. Highland in the shotgun looking to throw the ball. They're going to throw it short. Hit by Pena immediately. Brought down by Forey. Gain of, no, I don't know, 5-6 yards. It's going to set up about a third and here for the Hornets. Bulldogs had excellent coverage on that play. They pitched it back looking to throw the ball. Everyone was covered really well. It was just kind of a dart laser of a pass, but as soon as the receiver got the ball, several Bulldogs were right on him to bring him down. He didn't gain any yards after the catch, which is really what you're looking for. It's going to be third and 10 for Highland as they get set in the I formation. There's a snap. It's going to be a pitch running to the far side. Still on his feet. He's going to have enough for a first down, but it's going to be brought down by Collier. So it'll be a first down for Highland. .601 and counting left in the half. Ira leading 28-16. It's going to be a first and 15 for Highland. Ball is going to be at the Highland. At the Bulldog 25-yard line. Highland gets set under center this time. There's a snap pitch back running on the near side. Hit by several Bulldog defenders. Juarez chasing from behind. I think Pena was in on the tackle. There's Hernandez getting up. So half of the team of the Bulldogs able to tackle the running back. Gains 3 yards on the carry. It's going to set up a second and 12 for the Hornets. Then after that, they have 2nd and 11. It's 2nd and 12. I mean, I also said 2nd and 10, but I guess it doesn't matter, and you're not here if you're listening to this. So 2nd and 12 is what we're going to go with. Bulldogs leading 28-16. Highland gets set under center. There's a snap. Hits back to the running back. Hit by Castillo in the backfield. It's going to be a loss of yards. Great play by Caden Castillo. Snaps back, hits back there, and Castillo met the running back before he could even take a snap, was able to hit him in the backfield. So that's going to be a huge gain, or a huge loss for Highland, a huge gain for Ira. That's going to set up a fourth and what looks like about 14, maybe 15 for the Hornets. 4:39 left in the half, Ira leading 28-16. Big fourth down stand here. The Bulldogs have it's third down. They had fourth. Now it's going to be third and about 14, maybe 15. There's the snap rolling out to the far side looking to throw the ball. Quarterback throws it. He's going to have a receiver. Beautiful play by Hernandez, who is trailing the receiver. He thought he caught the ball, and then Hernandez was able to reach up and knock the ball out of his hands. Just perfect technique. Incomplete pass, and now it's going to be a fourth and 15 for the Hornets. So a huge fourth down stand or a huge fourth down play for Ira in this district game. Again, the Bulldogs received the opening kickoff. There's 4:19 left in the half. So if you're Ira, you really want to get the ball and score at the end of the half and keep Highland from scoring because they're going to get the ball at the half. Highland's going to go under center here for the fourth and 15. There's a snap. Highland rolls out looking to throw the ball, being pursued by several Bulldogs. He's going to throw it and fall incomplete. There's going to be a flag. It's picked up. They're going to say it's a fumble. Pena's got the ball. He's going to be drug out of bounds. There's a flag that's on the field. We'll see exactly what it is. But they're going to say it's a fumble. Doesn't matter. It was a fourth down. Pena gets the ball, runs it back all the way to the Highland, 25-ish yard line. It was a hold on Highland, so it doesn't matter. Bulldogs are going to deny it. Now Ira's going to take over. It'll be a first and 15 from their own 24. Line up my eyes with the hash marks. It's going to be the 29-yard line. Great play by the dominant dog defense, who's really shown its teeth here in this game and had strong fourth down stands. Bulldogs coming out in the eye. It's going to be Hernandez, then Juarez, then Claxton. There's a snap pitch to Claxton running on the near side. Claxton going to be gain of about 5 yards or so. Oh, sorry, it's going to be more than that, about 10. See exactly where they mark it. Yeah, that's going to be a 9-yard gain. So it's going to set up a 2nd and 6 for the Bulldogs. Ball is going to be at the Highlands 19-yard line. 4:01 left in the half, and the clock's going to stop. Claxton was pushed out of bounds. Ira leading 28-16 and in the red zone. It's going to be the I formation again. Same personnel, except Pena is going to come in for Claxton. There's a snap pitch to Pena running on the far side of the field. He's got blockers ahead of him and some room for run. It's going to be hit in the head and like he pulled with his face mask. I'm not going to call anything. It's going to be enough for a first down for Ira. So it'll be a 1st and goal from the 5. 3:55 left in the half. Ira leading 28-16. To be a 1st and goal from the 6 for the Bulldogs. Ball's going to be set towards the far hash. Bulldogs break the huddle coming up to the field. There's the line of scrimmage. It's going to be the I formation. Hernandez, Juarez, Pena. There's the snap. Pitch from Pena running on the near side. He's going to cut it in a little bit short. Gain about 3 yards on the carry. Keep the clock running. So it's going to set up a 2nd and goal for the Bulldogs from their 4-yard line, or the Hornets 4-yard line. 3:35 left in the half and counting. Ira leading 28-16. Bulldogs break the huddle, get to the line of scrimmage. Ball's going to be set at the near hash mark. It's going to be the I formation again, but this time it'll be Hernandez, then Pena. Juarez will be the deep man. There's a snap pitch to Juarez running on the far side, hitting the backfield, but Dimitri powers his way back up to the line of scrimmage. They're going to say he lost a yard on the carry, so now it'll be a 3rd and goal for the Bulldogs from their 5-yard line. As soon as Dimitri got the ball, there were defenders in his face. It took a Herculean effort just to get up to the line of scrimmage. 3rd and goal from the 5 for the Bulldogs. 2:41 left in the half and counting. Ira leading 28-16. But here, 5 yards away from a touchdown, going to be the I formation again. Hernandez, Juarez, and then Claxton's going to be the deep man. There's a snap pitch to Claxton. Claxton running on the near side. Going to cut it up in the end. He's going to get close. They're going to give it to him. No, they're going to say he's about 1/2 yard short. So it's going to be a 4th and goal for the Bulldogs. The butt of the ball is at the 1-yard line. The nose is about halfway into the yard. 2 minutes left in the half and counting. Ira leading 28-16, looking to score here right before the half. Again, the Hornets are going to get the ball at halftime, so Bulldogs seeking to score here. Coach Goodwin looks like he's gonna milk the clock a little bit here. 9 seconds left on the play clock and counting. The game clock is at 1:30 right now. And that's what it is. So Coach Goodwin's gonna call a timeout for the Bulldogs with 1:26 left in the half. Ira is leading the Hornets 28-16. I want to thank all the sponsors who support these broadcasts. The sponsors include McCallan Farms, S. McCallan Photography, the First Church of God in Ira, Ira Methodist Church, the Snyder Chamber of Commerce, Bell, Clapper, and Steel Funeral Home, Pizza Inn, Snyder Iron and Metal, Prosperity Bank, and Ira Baptist Church. If you or your business would like to sponsor some of the broadcast, reach out to Mr. Jones. He'll gladly get you the information that you need. Some of the scores from around the district. Let me pull up my app and reset it again. Beautiful weather here as we slowly, the temperatures creep down. The days get a little bit shorter. Everybody's wearing jackets tonight, but the wind is not blowing much, if at all. From around the district, The Cardinals are up on the Yellowhammers 44-0 with 16 seconds left in the first quarter. And Westbrook is leading the Lions, the Roby Lions, with 7:20 left in the half, 34-0. All right, it's going to be a fourth and goal for the Bulldogs from the half-yard line. It said it's going to be the I formation. Hernandez, Juarez, Pena in the I formation. There's a snap. It's going to be handoff underneath to Dimitri. Dimitri marches his way into the end zone for a touchdown, Bulldogs. Still 1:26 left on the clock. So, Bulldogs now lead 34-16 as they get ready for the two-point field goal. Bishop's the snapper, Hernandez the holder, and Castillo the kicker. There's the snap, the hold, the kick. The ball is going to be blocked by the Hornets. So the score is going to remain 34-16. Ira leading the Hornets with 1:26 left in the half. Sponsors for the broadcast include McCallum Farms. McCallum Farms is a proud supporter of all Bulldog and Lady Bulldog activities from on the playing field to the classroom. Ask McCallum Photography. Summer takes game photos, team sports photos, class photos, and is a graphic designer that specializes in personalized sports posters. The First Church of God in Ira. Ira First Church of God is a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs. If you're looking for a church home, please join us each Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Ira Methodist Church is a friendly, traditional country church, and we're located next to the Ira Schools at 6240 West FM 1606 in Ira. We support the schools and the Ira community. We're a church that loves God and loves others. We believe prayer makes a difference, and you're welcome at Ira Methodist Church. The Snyder Chamber of Commerce are proud supporters of the Ira Bulldogs and a proud sponsor of the Ira Bulldogs is the locally owned Bell Seifert and Steele Funeral Home. Go Bulldogs! Ira getting set for the kickoff. 1:26 left in the half. Bulldogs leading 34-16. Highland will receive the kickoff at half, so this is an important defensive stand for the Bulldogs. Really need to keep Highland from scoring here. You don't want them to score here and then come out in the half and have another touchdown to get the game caught up. So it will be a big special teams series here and a big defensive series for this dominant dog defense that has done a lot of really good things tonight. Castillo's going to be the kicker for the Bulldogs. There's the kick. It's going to be high and short. Bobbled by the returner. He just now gets the ball. It's going to be hit by number 2 for the Bulldogs. Brought down by Claxton. Not much of a gain there. It's going to be a 1st and 15 for the Hornets from their own 25-yard line. So, good kick by Castillo. The ball hit at about the 30, rolled to around the 15-yard line, and then was bobbled by the return man. And he was brought down after about a 10-yard gain. So, 1:21 left in the half. Ira leading 34-16, but the Highland Hornets have the ball. They're going to get set under center. There's the snap. Pitch to the running back. He's immediately hit by Pena, still on his feet. Breaks one tackle, but he's going to be brought down. He can't break two by the Bulldogs, so it'll be a gain of about 4. He was hit in the backfield by Juarez, but was able to break through that tackle. It's floating down enough, though, that he didn't get much of a gain. So 2nd and 11 for the Hornets from their own 29-yard line. The game clock is at 56. The play clock is at 26, and the Hornets are just now sending in their play. Ira leading 34-16. It's going to be a 2nd and 12. Hornets get set in shotgun. They're going to look to run the ball to the near side. Still on their feet, darting around. Now he's on the edge of the far side. He's got one man to beat. Collier's there trying to make a tackle. And he's going to bring him down so he doesn't score a touchdown, but he was able to get the ball all the way down to inside the 10-yard line for the Hornets. A big run for them. Waiting for the chains to get set to run the clock. There's 30 seconds on the play clock. It's going to be a 1st and goal for the Hornets from their 10. There's a snap. Pitch back to the running back looking to run again. Hit by several Bulldog defenders. He's still trying to power his way through, but the Bulldogs are there to say no. 12 seconds, 11. Clock's going to be counting here, and Highland's going to call a timeout. So 8 seconds left in the half. With setting himself up to be a huge play. Ira's leading 34-16, but the Hornets are going to be have a first and goal from their own six, or from the Bulldogs' 6-yard line with 8 seconds left in the half, and the Hornets will receive the kickoff at halftime. So timeout by the Hornets. These broadcasts are brought to you by lots of sponsors, and one of them is Pizza Inn with an all-day buffet, pizza, pasta, dessert, and salad, home to America's hometown pizza buffet with fresh dough made daily. Snyder Iron and Metal with top prices paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and car bodies. On-site cleanup is available in roll-off container services, portable shears, magnets, balers, and a car crusher. No job is too large. Call today. Structural pipe and rods are available at the Snyder, Anson, Big Springs, Sweetwater, and Andrews locations. Prosperity Bank proudly supporting Ira Bulldogs. Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. Ira Baptist Church seeks to glorify God through making disciples by making disciples through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community service, and multiplication. Visit fbcira.com for more information or visit Ira Baptist on Facebook and Instagram. Highland breaks the huddle. They get set under center. They've got 8 seconds. It's going to be a second and goal from the 6-yard line. 8 seconds left in the half. There's the snap. It's going to be handoff underneath for Highland, and they're going to waltz into the end zone untouched for a touchdown. So big run by Highland sets them up for a touchdown. The score is now 34-22. Bulldogs leading the Hornets as the Hornets get set for a 2-point kick. There's the snap, the hold, the kick. The ball is up. Ooh. Ooh. They're going to say it was good. It didn't look good from my perspective, and I'm on the other side of the field. That looks like a little bit of a homer call there. So score's now going to be 34-24 with 5 seconds left in the half. The Hornets will kick off to the Bulldogs, but the Bulldogs will kick to the Hornets after the half. Of course, from around the district for us, Westbrook is up on the Roby Lions 42-0 with 6:18 left in the second quarter. Hermley is leading Rotan 50-0 with 8:16 left in the second quarter. There we go. Bulldogs going to get set to receive the kickoff. 5 seconds left in the half. Hornets just now break the huddle, coming back to kick. Bulldogs looking to make something happen here, but it's going to be one of the onside kicks, and the kicker does kick the onside kicks really well. There's lots of movement on the ball, bounces really high. But if the Bulldogs can catch it and get upfield, they could make something special happen here. Here's the kick, end over end. Bulldogs grab it and get down. So Bulldogs going to take over. Bulldogs catch the kick. Ball is set at the 36-yard line of the Bulldogs. 5 seconds left in the half. Ira leading 34-24. Bulldogs going to come out in the eye. It's Hernandez, then Pena, then Claxton. Hornets going to get back deep, not let anything get behind him. Claxton gets the ball, looking downfield to throw it. He's dancing in the backfield. Time's expired, so this is going to be the last play of the half. Claxton has the ball. He's going to take off running. Now he's just going to toss it deep. He's got Collier. He's shut down. There's no flag on the play. They're not going to call anything. It's going to be an incomplete pass, but defender just put DJ down while before the ball got there, and the ball hit the ground, incomplete. So with that said, it's going to be end of the half. Bulldogs leading the Hornets 34-24. I'm going to take a quick breather and be back with you for the second half.
Go Bulldogs. Go Bulldogs!
You're listening to Ira Bulldog Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs!
You're listening to Ira Bulldog Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs! 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 Go Bulldogs!
You're listening to Ira Bulldog Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs!
You're listening to Ira Bulldog Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go.
All right, Bulldog fan. Sorry for the delay. My phone dropped the signal. It took me a second to get all the stuff back in play. What you missed was the kickoff where the Highland Hornets ran it back to their own 26-yard line. They just ran one play, a sweep to the far side for a gain of about 5, maybe 6. So it's going to be a 2nd and 10 for the Hornets from their own 32-yard line. Bulldogs leading 34 to 24.
9:18 left in the third quarter. Highland gets the ball. There's a snap pitch to the running back right on the far side. Now he comes back to the near. There's a flag that comes down. It's going to be a
holding on the Hornets. That's why he's going to get down the field.
Finally brought down by Collier, but it's going to be back up yet again.
The Hornets have been flagged for holding for much of the game. I don't believe the Bulldogs have received a flag. They've been forced from that conduct on the Hornets as well. So Bulldogs really doing well on that front and it's showing. So that's going to back the Highland Hornets up 10 yards. It's going to end up being a 2nd and 20 now instead of a 2nd and 10. They're going to set the ball. Sorry, they're going to say 2nd and 15. They only back them up 5. 2nd and 15. Ball on the 25-ish yard line. Highland gets set under center. There's the snap. It's a handoff running on the far side. Running back's going to be hit and pushed down by the Bulldogs. Gain, 6-7 yards on the carry. So it'll set up a 3rd and 7 or 8, depending on the spot and the mark. 8:30 left in the third quarter. Ira leading 34-24. Going back under center for the Hornets. Dominant Dog defense doing well here. It's going to be a 3rd and 7. There's a snap. Running back goes to the near side. Hit hard and brought down by Juarez. Running back gains, 3 or 4 yards. It's going to set up a 4th and short for Highland. The Bulldogs have been able to take advantage of these 4th down situations. It looks like it's going to be a 4th and maybe 3. Now, they say 4th and 5 on the board. So, big 4th down for the Bulldogs here is the Dominant Dog defense trying to stop the Highland Hornets. They're going to come out and shotgun. They've run it from this and thrown it. They're going to pitch it and try to run it and get the running back some room. He's going to have enough for a 1st down and some. He's going to be brought down by Collier.
That is
So C.J. able to save the touchdown. It'll be a first down for Highland on a 4th and 5. It'll be 1st and 15 now. Ball's on the Bulldog 25-yard line. Getting set under center. There's the snap. It's going to be a handoff. Hit by Pena. The Highland Hornets have kind of reverted to just one running back for, about 70-80% of the carries, and then they'll hand it to another one. At the beginning of the game, there's a young man who's just big and stout, real powerful. He has not been very effective against the Bulldogs' defense, so now they switched and handed it to the guy who's a little bit leaner, a little bit faster around the edge, and if he finds a hole, he has made some big runs. The Bulldogs have held him in check for most of the game. He's just had a few big carries. There's a snap. It's going to be a pitch to the running back running on the near side. Hit by several Bulldog defenders, breaks some tackles, and he's going to run to the end zone for a touchdown. This is what we were not wanting. Like talking about at the end of the third quarter, you hate it when the other team is going to get the ball at half. They score a quick touchdown at the end of the half, get the ball, drive down, and score. And so now the game score is going to be 34-30, just simply because the Bulldogs received the opening kickoff, and so Highland got the ball in back-to-back possessions, and they're going to try the 2-point field goal here. There's the snap hold to kick the ball up. It's going to be no good, blocked by the Bulldogs, so a big turn for Ira. That's going to leave the score 34-30 with 6:30 left in the third quarter. Ira leading Highland. Sponsors for the broadcast include McCallan Farms. McCallan Farms is a proud supporter of all Ira Bulldog and Lady Bulldog activities, from on the field, on the playing field to the classroom. S. McCallan Photography. Summer takes game day photos, team sports photos, class photos, and is a graphic designer that specializes in personalized sports posters. The First Church of God in Ira. Ira First Church of God is a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs. If you're looking for a church home, please join us each Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Ira, well, we'll save the Methodist Church for the next one. So the score is 34-30. Hornets get the ball at the end of the half, drive down, score a touchdown, leave 5 seconds on the clock, and then get the ball at half, and we're able to drive down and score a touchdown. So Bulldogs survive that onslaught. Now they're going to be receiving. Highland has tried to onside kick the ball every time. Their kicker is good at it. He kicks the ball with lots of movement, lots of bounce, but it's given the Bulldogs good field position if they recover. There's the kick. It's good bounce. Bishop gets it, falls down. So Ira's going to take over with a good field position right around midfield. See where they set the ball. Looks like it's going to be at the Bulldog 35-ish yard line, right around there. So 1st and 15 for Ira, leading 34-30. Bulldogs come out in the I. Hernandez is going to be under center with Juarez behind him and Pena the deep man. There's a snap pitch to Pena on the far side. Pena's got a hole. He's going to have good push by Jaron. Still being pushed out of bounds. Not enough for a first down, but it's going to set up a 2nd and maybe 2. Ball's going to be at the Highland 31-yard line. Same formation, same personnel, eye to eye. There's the snap, handoff, this time underneath Juarez. Of course, he's got enough for a first down and some. He's going to be pushed out of bounds. Oh, no, they're going to say he got tackled. And so it's going to set up a first down for the Bulldogs. Ball's going to be set at the 16-yard line. 6:09 left in the third quarter. Bulldogs leading 34-30. Same formation, same personnel in the eye. There's a snap, handoff underneath to Juarez. Juarez finds a hole, powers his way through for a gain of around 10.
Dogs, keep it going.
That's going to set up a 2nd and about 5 or 6. It's not a 2nd and goal, but there's a 1 yard difference there. So it's going to be a 2nd and 7. Ball's going to be at the 8. 5:30 left in the third quarter. Iowa leading 34-30. Bulldogs get set. Same formation, same personnel. The Ira Eye. There's a snap pitch to Payne running on the near side. Payne up at the back of the far side. Dives in the end zone. Falls out. Payne dives on top of it. It's going to be a touchdown. Bulldogs. That's a touchdown, Jaron. Just a sweep running on the near side. Cuts back to the far side. Whitehat calls a timeout. There's an injured player on the field. Be back with you here momentarily.
Go for that. Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs!
All right, back with the injured players able to get off by his own power. I didn't see him. He was on our sideline right next to me. I didn't want to talk while he was down. So Bulldogs score. The score is 40-30 with 5:14 left in the half. I are getting ready for the kick. Castillo is going to be the kicker for the Bulldogs. There's the snap. Behold, the kick. The ball is going to be blocked by Highland. So the score will remain 40-30 with 5:14 left in the third quarter. Ira leading Highland in this district matchup. Sponsors for the broadcast include Ira Methodist Church, is a friendly traditional country church. We're located next to the Ira schools at 6240 West FM 1606 in Ira. We support the schools, the Ira community, and our church that loves God and others. We believe prayer makes a difference, and you are welcome at Ira Methodist Church. The Snyder Chamber of Commerce, proud supporters of the Ira Bulldogs. Proud sponsor of Ira Bulldogs, who are the locally owned Bell Piper and Steel Funeral Home. Go Bulldogs! All day pizza, pasta, dessert, and salad buffet. America's hometown pizza buffet with fresh dough made daily. Yes, that's Pizza Inn. Bulldogs getting ready to kick off to Highland. 5:14 left in the third quarter. Ira leading 40-30. Bulldogs are trying several different techniques on the kickoff. Castillo's tried it high and short and had some success. He tried it deep and had some success. See what the Bulldogs decide to do here. Going to try to kick it deep again. Probably land it in one of the corners. Here's the run and the kick. It's going to be high into the near corner. It's going to hit the ground at the 15, picked up by the return man, who's going to be pushed out of bounds by the Bulldogs at about the 24-yard line. So, good special teams play by the Bulldogs. Going to keep Highland at the 24-yard line. So, of the Highland 24-yard line. So, it'll be a first and 15 for the Hornets. Ira leading 40-30 with 5:09 left in the third quarter. Waiting for the White Hat to give his signal. He's going to break the Highland huddle. We're at the line of scrimmage ready to go. They're going to be in the shotgun. They've run it out of this, and they've thrown it. They're going to run it this time, pitch it to the running back running on the far side. Still on his feet. There's a clear block in the back. He's going to walk into the end zone for a touchdown, but it was pretty apparent. Several flags were thrown. Even the home crowd noticed that one. Just a big block in the back. They tried to push Collier. So, Highland technically has a touchdown. They're going to call it dead. It'll be a block in the back. They're going to pull it all the way back. Still haven't got the official signal. The two refs that threw the flags are making sure it's the same. They're going to call it a hold on Highland. So that'll back the Hornets up. It was a first and 15 It's going to end up being a first and... What are they doing? The chain crew moved. I have no idea why. I'm beyond confused. They're going to give it a first and one now for Highland. I guess it's from where the foul took place. So there's the snap. It's going to be a handoff underneath for the Hornets, who are going to be hit by several Bulldog defenders. Juarez is able to push the running back out of bounds. It's going to set up a second and two now. He didn't gain any. So I guess the holding was from the spot of the foul, so it set up a second, a first and two. The Bulldogs able to keep the defender from getting to the line of scrimmage, although he did get up just right to it. So now it'll be a second and two from the 37-yard line of the Hornets. Hornets in the shotgun. There's a snap looking to throw the ball. Being pursued by 44. Hits the quarterback as he throws, and it's going to fall incomplete. So ball falls incomplete. That's going to set up a third and two now. The Bulldogs against the Highland air attack have been phenomenal tonight. The Hornets have not done much of anything through the air. All been on the ground, and really, it's just been with one running back. And even then, he'll get one play every now and then, and the other plays, the Bulldogs are able to bring him down. 40-30 is the score. Ira is leading the Hornets. 4:11 left in the third quarter. Hornets going to get set in the shotgun. They've passed it out of this, they've run it out of this, and they've run it well out of this. There's a snap hit to the running back, trying to get up to the line of scrimmage. He's going to be hit by Castillo, pushed down and tackled by Corey. So it's going to set up a fourth and two now. The Bulldogs, the dominant dog defense, a little bit upset that they didn't get a better call on that hold. And so now it's going to be a fourth and two. Highland hasn't been able to get 2 yards on any of this. And Highland's now going to call a timeout. So Highland calls a timeout after not being able to do anything offensively against the dominant dog defense. And in fact, that last play, they lost 2 yards. So it's going to be a fourth and four. Ball is going to be on the 34-yard line at the other side of the timeout. Sponsors for the broadcast include Snyder Iron and Metal, with top prices paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and car bodies. On-site cleanup available, roll-off container services, portable shears, magnets, balers, and a car crusher. No job is too large. Call today. Structural pipe and rods are available at Snyder, Anson, Big Spring, Sweetwater, and Andrews location. Prosperity Bank proudly supporting the Iowa Bulldogs. Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. Iowa Baptist Church exists to make disciples, to glorify God by making disciples through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community, service, and multiplication. Visit fbciowa.com for more information or find Iowa Baptist on Facebook and Instagram. Alright, we're getting set, ramping themselves up. They've got a big fourth and four here. Early in the, well, about halfway through the third quarter now, with 3:42 left in the third. Bulldogs leading 40-0. Gonna force the Hornets into a fourth down situation. Hornets gonna go under center. They're almost certainly gonna run it. There's a snap. It's brought down, and it's a sack by Caden Forey. Hornets all disheveled, trying to sneak a pass on the Bulldogs. Miscommunication across the board, and Forey's there to level the quarterback before he could even find a receiver to throw it to. It's going to be a turnover on downs. Great play by the dominant dog defense. So now the score is 40-30 still, with 3:36 left in the third quarter, and the Bulldogs are going to take over on offense. They're going to break the huddle and come out in the eye. It's going to be Hernandez, Juarez, and Pena. There's the snap. Hits to Pena running on the near side. Pena powers through one defender. It's going to take more than one to bring down Jaron. That gets him all the way up. Oh, about a 7-8 yard gain on the carry. The clock has stopped. A little home field advantage here. Now it's back going again. Bulldogs faced with a second and eight here. Ball's going to be at the Highland 23-yard line. Same formation, same personnel in the Ira eye. There's a snap pitch to Payne. You're running on the far side. Gets around the edge. He's still up on his feet. He's going to have a few defenders to break, and he's going to waltz into the end zone for a touchdown, Bulldogs! Flag on the play. We'll see what it is here. It's going to be a holding on the Bulldogs. First flag on the Bulldogs tonight. .252 left in the third quarter. Bulldogs leading 40-30. Had a touchdown run there, but instead got a holding. So now it's going to be a second and 11 from the Hornet 28-yard line. There's a snap pitch to Claxton running on the far side. Claxton going to be hit in the backfield and brought down by several Hornets. Maybe gains a few yards by the time it's all said and done. We'll see where they mark it. There's the snap, pitch back. Claxton has the ball, looking to throw it dancing in the backfield, trying to find a receiver. He's going to throw it short, picked up by Pena. Pena's got the ball, powers his way forward to, not quite the line of scrimmage. So now it's going to be a fourth and 15 for the Bulldogs. Good coverage by the Hornets there. There wasn't much downfield, so Claxton dumped it off to the shallow man, and Pena was able to break a few tackles and get it up to the 15-yard line. So 1:27 left in the third quarter. Ira leading 40-30. But faced with a 4th and 15 here from the Hornet 31-yard line. Bulldogs going to get set in the I formation. There's a snap. Hernandez gets it. Pitches it to Claxton. Claxton looks to throw the ball. Nope, he's just going to tuck it and run so he can get it with his leg. Still on his feet. Powers his way forward. We'll see exactly where they spot it. Not going to be enough for a first down. So it'll be a turnover on down. So now the dominant dog defense is going to have to step back up onto the field after the offense is unable to capitalize after a holding penalty. It's going to be a first and 15 for Highland from their own 23-yard line. They get in the shotgun formation. There's a snap. They toss it to the running back. Ball falls on the ground. The running back's going to be hit by Juarez and brought down. Just a miscommunication there again by Highland. Quarterback thought the running back was going to run it. The running back thought the quarterback was going to throw it. So the running back, quarterback pitched it to the running back. It hit the running back, fell on the ground. The running back was tried to pick it up, but Demetri was right there to bring him down. Lost it 4 yards, so it's going to set up a second and 19 now. 40 seconds left in the third quarter. Ira leading 40-30. Hornets come out in the same formation. Second and 16. Ball's on the ground. Still on the ground. Being bobbled all over. It was picked back to the running back who just dropped it. Castillo was right there. Dove. Ball bounced around. The Hornets were able to recover it, but they lose about 10 yards on it. So now it's going to be a third and 10. 20, probably 25 or so. Ball's going to be all the way on their own 10-yard line. And if you heard the buzzer, that means it's the end of the third quarter. So at the end of the third, Ira is leading Highland 40-30. See if I can – check some scores from around our area and from our district here. Again, the rest of the games the Bulldogs play this year are going to be at home, so again, make it out and check out those games. Watch these boys play. They fight hard, and they're a fun team to root for. Hermely has defeated Rokan 56-0, and Westbrook has defeated Roby 49-0. So Westbrook is 2-0 in district. I don't remember who Hermely played last week. Let's see if we can zoom backwards and look at kind of the district landscape here. Hermely played Roby, so Hermely's 2-0. Westbrook is 2-0. The Bulldogs are 1-0, staring down the barrel of 2-0 if they can finish off this Highland team here and put the Hornets at 0-2 in district. Bulldogs going to take over. Highland's going to be faced with a 3rd and 30 is what it says on the board, but their numbers on the board have not been right. So we'll say 3rd and 30 with a heavy-ish. Ball is going to be on their own 10-yard line. There's snap. Highland looking to run the ball. Going to be tackled and brought down by Hernandez. Gain of, not much, if anything. Maybe 3 or 4 yards on the gain. So now it's going to set up a 4th and 27 is what the scoreboard says. The Bulldogs say the ball is on the 20, and it is clearly not anywhere close. It's not on the 20. It's on about the 12. Bulldogs have put the Hornets in a 4th and long position. Last time the Hornets tried to do some kind of trickery play, and it didn't work. I'm curious to see if they'll try to do that again here. They're going to come in the shotgun. There's the snap. Looking to throw the ball downfield. Good coverage. They're going to drop it down short. Receiver hit immediately by several Bulldogs. There are 2, 3 of them right there. Tackling him out of bounds. They're not out of bounds, but tackling him on the sideline. It's going to be a turnover on downs. The dominant dog defense is able to stand firm, and now the offense is going to get the ball at the Highland 11-yard line. So it's going to be a 1st and goal for the Bulldogs from the 11. Bulldogs will break the huddle. Going to come out in the eye. It's Hernandez, Juarez, Pena. There's a snap. Pitch to Pena running on the near side. The power through. He's going to gain 2-3 yards on the carry. And that'll set up a 2nd and goal from the 9 for the Bulldogs. Ira leading 40-30 with 8:45 left in the game. And in a big district game for the Bulldogs, this is one of the teams you have to beat if you're going to make the playoffs. Hernandez gets set under center in the eye. There's a snap pitch to Pena running on the far side. Pena now cuts it up into the middle. Gains about 5-6 yards on the carry. Ira trying to rush up to the line of scrimmage. He gets the ball going quickly. Now they're going to huddle up. So it's going to be a 3rd and goal now. Ball on the 3-yard line. 8:06 left on the clock for the game. There's a snap. This time a handoff underneath to Juarez. Juarez dives forward. You see where they spot it. They're going to say he's not in the end zone, but he gains maybe a yard or two on the carry. So now it's going to set up a 4th and goal for the Bulldogs. On the scoreboard, they say it's a 4th and 3, but it looks a little closer to me. So we'll say 4th and maybe 1.5, 2 yards. Bulldogs leading 40-30, but looking to score here and keep the game at a safe distance away from the Hornets. Get set in the Ira eye. There's the snap. It's going to be handoff underneath to Juarez, or to Pena. Pena dives forward. We're going to say, touchdown, Bulldog! I thought Dimitri got the carry. Instead, Darren got it, dove forward, got into the end zone for a touchdown. That puts the score 46-13, with the Bulldogs getting ready for the 2-point field goal. Bishop's the snapper, Hernandez the holder, and Castillo the kicker. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball is up. no good. It's going to fall short. But after that touchdown, the Bulldogs are now up 16 with a 46-30 lead over the Highland Hornets with 7:12 left in the game. Sponsors for the broadcast include McCowan Farms. McCowan Farms is a proud supporter of all Bulldog and Lady Bulldog activities from on the playing field to the classroom. That's McCowan Photography. Summer takes game photos, team sports photos, class photos, and is a graphic designer that specializes in personalized sports posters. The Ira Church of God is a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs. If you're looking for a church home, please join us each Sunday morning at 11 a.m. All right, Bulldogs running down the field now to get set. 7:12 left in the game. Ira leading 46-30 after the touchdown and going to kick it to the Hornets. Castillo getting ready to kick it. The Bulldogs have kicked it deep each time for the Hornets, or to the Hornets, but Caden has kicked it to the corners, not directly to the man who is the returner. And the Bulldog returns have done a great job for most of the evening, not giving the Hornets good field position. There's the kick. This time it's going to be short and end-over-end kick. Bulldogs running towards it, trying to get it before. It's going to go out of bounds, so the Hornets are going to take over at their own 30-yard line. Waiting for the white hat to do the official signal, but that's what it's going to end up being. Oh, a legal procedure by the Bulldogs. So it'll be first and 15 for the Hornets from their own 30-yard line. Dominant dog defense looking to show its teeth here again and stand firm in what's been a consistent onslaught by this running game from the Hornets. There's a snap pitch. It's a run by Highland. Running back still on his feet. Hernandez dives. Can't make the tackle, and it's going to be a touchdown, Highland. Kind of put the score 36-46. Ira still leading by 10. With 7:03 left in the game. Hornets getting ready. There's the step, the hold, the kick, the ball's going to be blocked. That's Super Cooper Caswell, sticks his hands up in the air, blocks the kick. The score is going to stay 46-36 with 7:03 left in the game. Broadcast is brought to you by Ira Methodist Church. It's a friendly, traditional country church. We're located next to the Ira Schools at 6240 West FM 1606 in Ira. We support the schools in the Ira community. We're a church that loves God and loves others. We believe that prayer makes a difference. You're welcome at Ira. The Ira Bulldog Funeral Home. Go Bulldogs. Pizza Inn has an all-day buffet with pizza, pasta, dessert, and salad. Daily. Bulldogs going to get set to receive the kickoff by 10, 46-36, with 7:03 left in the fourth quarter. All right, Highland getting ready for the onside end-over-end kick. Again, their kicker is very talented at these, but the Bulldogs have been able to handle all of them so far. Going to bounce up high, picked up by Payne. This time he's running on the near side. Now he just falls down. Bulldogs going to take over. see what yard line that is. Looks like it's going to take over at their own 30-yard line. So it'll be first and 15. A few seconds roll off the clock. We're sitting at 7 minutes even left in the fourth quarter. Dogs leading by 10, 46-36. There's the snap. On the near side is Juarez. Just barely gets tripped up. He has some room to run. The gain of waiting for the stick to get put down. Probably 6-7 yards on the carry. Sets up a second and, they're going to say six was the gain. So second and nine. Ball's going to be set at the Bulldogs 36-yard line. 6:30 left in the fourth quarter and counting. Ira leading by 10. Man, Dimitri just barely got tripped up on that play. If he hadn't stumbled out of that tackle, he would have had a first down and some. Going to get set in the eye. Hernandez, Juarez, Pena. There's a snap pitch to Pena on the near side. Pena just following Hernandez. Going to be pushed out of bounds around the first down marker. We'll see exactly what they spotted at. Not going to give the Bulldogs the first down. .607 left in the game. It's going to be a third and maybe six. Getting set in the Ira eye again. Same formation, same personnel group. There's the snap this time with the handoff underneath to Dimitri. Dimitri breaks one tackle. He's going to have enough for a first down and some. And there's going to be a horse collar tackle on the call. So Bulldogs going to gain a big chunk of yards here. It's going to be a face mask. I thought he was going to jump from the other side on the horse collar, but either way, it's going to be his run was enough for a first down, but you throw the penalty on top of that, and now the Bulldogs are going to be in the red zone looking to score inside the 20-yard line. So it'll be a first and 15 for Ira. Ball is going to be on the waiting for the chains to get set and the refs to get set inside the 20. Looks like maybe the 17, 18-yard line, somewhere right in there on the near hash mark. Getting set in the I formation, same personnel, same group. There's a snap. This time it's going to be Pena on the near side. Pena powering through one tackle. It's going to take several. Several whistles are blowing, and the players are still trying to tackle, but the refs aren't throwing a flag. Seems like it's getting a little bit chaotic for them. 5:20 left in the fourth quarter and counting. Ball's at the 13-yard line. The Bulldogs are faced with a second and goal from the 13, leading 46-36. Clock is at 5:04 and counting down. It looks like Coach Goodwin may be just milking the clock now. Nope. Bulldogs going to break the huddle with 10 seconds, line up and run a play. It's going to be the I formation, Hernandez, Juarez, Pena. There's a snap pitch to Payne running on the far side. Payne gets around the edge. If he can break one tackle, gets past them, they're going to say he's down. So it's going to be a third and goal for the Bulldogs now. About the 9-yard line. So third and goal from the 9-yard line for the Bulldogs, 4:20 left in the fourth quarter. All right, taking their time, getting the plays in, really using the entire play clock, taking as much time off the clock as they can. They're at a two-score game right now. They really want to burn as much time as they can off the clock. With 4 minutes left in the game and counting, the play clock is at 7 seconds. Bulldogs going to have to get up and snap it, but they will out of the eye. There is a snap pitch to Pena running on the near side. Pena cuts it up the middle. gains a little bit, but he's going to be brought down. Not enough for a first down, not enough for a touchdown. And I'm not sure he gained anything. He may have just gotten it back to the line of scrimmage. 3:37 left in the game and counting. Thirty seconds left on the play clock. Again, Coach Goodwin taking his time, sending the play in, really trying to run as much time off the clock as he can. Bulldogs leading 46-36. Bulldogs going to break the huddle with 3:14 left in the game. Get set in the I formation. Coach Goodwin telling him to hold on, be patient. And Coach Goodwin's going to call a timeout. So at 3 minutes even, Bulldogs call a timeout. That puts the score 46-36. Ira leading Highland here late in the fourth quarter. Broadcast brought to you by Snyder Iron and Metal, with top prices paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and car bodies. On-site cleanup is available. Roll-off container services, portable shears, magnets, balers, and a car crusher. No job is too large. All today. The structural pipe and rods available at the Snyder, Anson, Big Spring, Sweetwater, and Andrews locations. Prosperity Bank proudly supporting the Iron Bulldogs. Prosperity Bank offers safety and home. Find Ira Baptist Church exists to glorify God by making disciples through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community service, and multiplication. Visit fbciowa.com for more information or check out Ira Baptist on Facebook and Instagram. Hornets break the huddle. Bulldogs still in the huddle. 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter. It's going to be a 4th and 9 for the Bulldogs, leading 46-36. A score here would all but dash the hopes of the Hornets. This is a big fourth down for this offense. Route of the eye. There's a snap. Fernandez gets the ball. Rolls to the nearest, the far side, trying to throw it. He's going to toss it across the field. It's going to be intercepted by the Hornets, but good night. There was a level laid down by Jaron. It was intercepted, and Jaron turned around and put a hit on the kid who intercepted it. He thought he was going to the house. Jaron said, no, you're not. So it is an interception. It really didn't matter much. It's going to be a turnover on downs. It wasn't a touchdown. So now it'll be 1st and 15 for the Hornets from their own 5-yard line. 2:52 left in the game as Hornets go under center. There's a snap, and the Hornets move. That's going to back him up even further. So that's going to set up a 1st and 20 now for the Hornets with 2:45 and counting left in the game. Going to reset the clock to 2:47. I'm going to give them 9. Oh, good night. They put 12:47. Yeah, drop it down to 27 seconds. So we're going to 2:47 left on the clock now. We're going to give them 9 seconds. Bulldogs leading by 10. Highland faces a 1st and 20 from their own, maybe 5-yard line. There's the snap. It's going to be a handoff for the Hornets, hit by several Bulldog defenders. If they can get to the line of scrimmage, they may not be able to. Trying to power his way through. The Bulldogs say no. So now the clock should be running, and it is 2:32. So it's going to be a 2nd and 15 now for the Hornets. Referees are going to call. Oh, a car has their lights on the sideline. They're going to give... They're going to add more time to the clock now. It's at 2:09. Now they're going to put it at 2:15. So, Hornets faces a 2nd and 15. 2:15 left in the game. Bulldogs leading by 10. Hornets backed up way deep into their own territory at about the 5-yard line. They go under center. There's a snap. Here's a handoff. It's going to be a run. Still on his feet, going to gain several yards, but now it's just a pile on, and the Bulldogs are able to bring down the running back. He gains 10, 11, 12 yards on the carry. Not enough for a first down, so it's going to be a 3rd and short now. Looking at a 3rd and 3 for the Bulldogs, leading by 10. 1:30 left in the game and counting. Hornets call their play, get to the line of scrimmage. They're going to go under center here. There's the snap. It's going to be a handoff. Immediately hit by one of the Bulldogs. That's Castillo right in on the tackle. They tried to sneak a dive in there. Caden sniffed it out, dropped the running back. So now it's going to be a 4th and 3 with 1:10 left in the game and counting. I don't understand. Highland's down 2 scores. They're down by 10, but they're taking their time getting the plays in. It's at 58 seconds and counting now, and Highland's just now getting down. There's the snap. Pitch to the far side. The running back's got it. Now he's going to cut back to the near side. Hit by Juarez. Brought down. We'll see where they spotted it. May not be enough for a first down. They're going to give it to him. So it'll now... So it'll be a first down for the Hornets. 50 seconds left in the game. It stopped. The clock should be running. Now it is. 45 and counting. About a 10-second difference between the play clock and the game clock. The Hornets just taking their time getting to the line of scrimmage. They're going to come out of the shotgun now. There's a snap. Pitch to the running back running on the far side of the field. Now he's going to cut back to the near side, trying to find a hole. He's going to be hit and brought down by Tania. And the Hornets are going to call a timeout. So, 27 seconds left in the 4th quarter, and Highland calls a timeout. So, Bulldogs leading by 10, 27 seconds left in the game. Ira up 46-36. Highland has the ball. They're going to be set at their own. They're going to be set right at midfield. Maybe at the Bulldog 35, somewhere in between the Bulldog 35 and the 40-yard line. They're going to be faced with a 1st and 15, but really, yard and downs right now don't matter much. They've got 27 seconds left in the game. They're down 2 scores, so the dominant dog defense really just has to stand strong here, as they've done for much of the game tonight. So now the play clock's running. Highland's going to get up to the line of scrimmage. They're going to go under center. There's the snap. It's going to be a handoff. He's going to break to the far side of the field. Collier's right there. Collier's going to hit. Not able to knock him down, and he's going to fall into the end zone for a touchdown. So now the score is going to be 42-46, Ira leading by 4 with 19 seconds left in the game. Getting ready for the 2-point kick. Here's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball's up. No good. So now the score is going to be 46-42. Huge break for the Bulldogs. That means Highland is going to have to try to kick an onside kick, try to get the ball, and try to score a touchdown. They can't just kick a field goal. So trailing by 4 with 19 seconds left in the game. The Hornets have a good onside kicker. He's kicked it with lots of movement, lots of end-over-end. It's going to be a huge onside for the Bulldogs, leading by four with 19 seconds left in the game, in a big district game for the Bulldogs. So Highland again has tried the onside kick every time. The Bulldogs have recovered it every time, but their kicker is one of the better onside kickers we've seen this year. So Highland has one timeout, but if the Bulldogs recover the onside kick, it does not matter. And here it is, end over end. It's going to get down to the backfield, and Claxton's going to fall on the ball. The Bulldogs are going to recover. And so likely what's going to happen here is the Bulldogs are going to get into victory formation, kneel it. If Highland wants to call a timeout, they can, but they only have one left, and so the Bulldogs should be able to run the clock out. They're going to escape out of Highland with a victory. There's a snap, the kneel. Highland's going to let the clock run out. Not going to call their final timeout. It doesn't look like it, at least. So Bulldogs going to head out with a victory over what has been a good Highland team this year. Come out with a strong statement win for the Ira Bulldogs. Bulldogs are going to head to 2-0 in district. Hermley is 2-0, and Westbrook is 2-0. Highland, Roby, and Rokan are all 0-2 as the district kind of settles through the rankings. So Bulldogs head out of Highland with a victory. The next three district games are all going to be at home in Ira, so head out and see the boys. Root them on Friday. I'm going to sign off here, and we'll join you next week as the Ira Bulldogs continue to fight through the district.